Yes, this ballot here on August 9th is going to be a little unusual in the fact that we have the special general election for the vacancy in Representative Hagedorn's seat. So on the ballot that people get on election day, the front side is the partisan ballot, which lists all the offices in the state here where there's multiple candidates running for an office. And so the primary is designed to reduce those candidates down to one candidate per party to advance the November election. And so on the front side of the ballot with these partisan offices, voters will only be allowed to vote for candidates in one party. So there's four columns on the ballot, and people will only want to vote for candidates in one column. They're not allowed to cross columns or cross parties, otherwise their votes will not count for those offices. Then on the back side of the ballot is where we'll find that special general election for the vacancy in Congressional District 1, and there's the four political parties with their candidate that had advanced from the May special primary. And so that is the place where people will vote for the replacement through the end of the year for the vacancy in Congressional District 1. And also on the back side of the ballot is a primary for the City of Austin Council at Large position, as there are three candidates, and the primary here needs to narrow that down to two candidates advancing to the November election.